calibre disa pra cocotto bregeti manasheta lebia memba baba la cotto bregeti sabralaya. Will you pray? 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 Will you pray right now? Mabobo shalaba rebreda ledabaya la ragadaya laya mamba baba 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 la kate la ragaya mentele de belere la gadaya dia emprakataya la radabadabalaya entatataya la ragadabaya laya entalabara baba baya laya la gadedia mentele de bele daba makopite la daba la rakoshetele de bedia. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because you are God, and we thank you because you are a covenant-keeping God. Father, we pray you have made a covenant of unlimited progress with us in year 2023. Please let your covenant be fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Help me to welcome your neighbor, somebody very close to you, and say, good to see you. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Amen. You may please have your seat. Hallelujah. This morning, the Lord is going to be speaking to us further in this Power Encounter service. And I believe that the Word of God shall be forever settled in our lives in the name of Jesus. I'd like to talk this morning on something very important to you and to me. And what I want to discuss with you this morning is captioned, Go Very Far for God. Go very far for God. That's what I want to share with you. I told us last week that all through this month, we will be looking at the covenant power for unlimited progress. And last week, I began to share something about the covenant sacrifice of praise. Now, I want to share with you a dimension of a covenant that can make every one of us to be empowered this year to enjoy progress that devil cannot stop. And I'd like you to listen very keenly, because this message has the potential and the power to change us. Every time you talk about covenant, you talk about agreement that binds two people together or a group of people with oath of allegiance. That's covenant. There is no covenant without agreement. Very important. And you know what Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 says? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together? Every relationship is built on agreement. The health of a relationship is determined by the power of agreement. As long as you are in agreement in a relationship, relationship works. Every marriage that works is built on agreement. Very important. A moment there is disagreement, relationship is tampered with. So you don't build a healthy relationship without having agreement. That's why you can't marry with somebody who will not agree with you, and you who you cannot agree with, because you won't be able to go far. Relationship is built on agreement. For instance, if I say I'm turning like this, and we are walking together, and you say, no, I am turning like this. And how we are going to end it is that you go your way like this, I go my way like this. What has happened? We cannot walk together because we lack agreement. The same thing with God. We don't walk with God by mouth. We walk with God by agreement. That's why we must understand this dimension of God. God is a God of agreement. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So whatever God will do with anybody begins with agreement. Whatever God can do with your life begins by agreeing with Him. Begins by being in agreement with Him. To be in agreement is to be on the same terms. To be on the same page. You believe what God believes. What God says is what you agree with. Our lives with God will begin to take a new turn. Headache, we go. Frustration will go. We'll begin to see dimensions of the power of God when we are in agreement with God. All those that God has ever used, they were in agreement. What led the first man, Adam and Eve, into perpetual suffering is because they came out of agreement with God. This year, don't come out of agreement with God. This is a revelation for you. You can't enjoy God if you are not in agreement with Him. God can't enjoy you if He's not in agreement with you. And I will show you a scripture this morning. I'm talking to you about going very far for God. Going very far for God. This is the secret of unlimited progress. I will go very far for God. I will go very far for God. I'd like you to understand certain things about God. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 18. God does not relate without a covenant. God does not relate. As a matter of fact, until you enter a covenant with God, God does not see you having a serious attitude towards your relationship with Him. That's why a good marriage, there is no marriage without a covenant. It's only a cohabiting. So anybody can live with anybody, and that's not the plan of God. The purpose of God for marriage is that before you enter into marriage, you agree by covenant. Covenant of vows. See,
when there is no food again in the house, I will not be thinking of going back to my father's house. I have married you right now for better and for, but that's not the language in our generation today. It's, even they are changing the word on the altar now. For better, for stay, for worse, for pick race. That's why you don't see those who God can demonstrate his power through in our generation very well. There are dimensions you can't get in God until you begin to operate in the covenant. Can you imagine the three Hebrew men in Daniel chapter 3 in Babylon? Can you imagine them saying, okay, we only serve the Lord when it is convenient? And it gets to a time that there is now the fire that is going to challenge their allegiance to God. If they had no agreement, if they had been relating with God without covenant, a moment that fire came, they will say, no! Excuse me, sir. We have journeyed with you when everything should be good. If you are God, you won't allow this fire. You will quench it. Are you not God? How many of us have questioned God like that? You see certain fire burning in your life, certain fire burning in your finances, and say, if God is God, he should not allow me to lack. If God is God, he should not allow this. But most times, your relationship and your stand with God is not known by what God disallows, but it is known by what you can go through for him. Get to know that. Can I say that again? Your relationship with God is not known. Your stand for God and with God is not known by what God disallows in your life. So, a Christian life is not a life God disallows certain things. First of all, God will make you to go through certain things, but it's going to be with you. We are done with cheap Christianity in our generation. Can you lift your right hand unto God and say, we are done with cheap Christianity in our generation. We will go very far for God. In the name of Jesus Christ. So God does not see any relationship with him as serious without a covenant. Genesis chapter 6 verse 18. He said, but with you, I will establish my covenant. Covenant has to do with promise. I will establish my promise. But there is no promise without terms of agreement. There are certain promises of God that will begin to get activated in our lives when you begin to understand the power of agreement. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18. Many of us in Genesis 15, 18, you love to claim the blessing of Abraham. But you don't know that Abraham walked with God by covenant. So in Genesis 15, 18, God said to Abraham, look at what God was saying to Abraham. And same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. So God always walk with us by covenant. Say that loud and clear. God always walk with us by covenant. Say it again, I can hear you. Now, I'd like you to understand also in Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. God operates in a dimension of covenant that is perpetual. Covenant has a power that is perpetual. The perpetuality of covenant means when you are no more, the terms of the covenant continues. The covenant that God made with Abraham, when he made that covenant with Abraham, he told him every seed that will come through him, they will continue to enjoy the terms of the covenant. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So God is a God who does not break agreement. When God works with you in agreement, you can be sure that God will not terminate it. You can be sure. You can go to bed. You can relax. You can rest. Look at when the children of Israel, for about 430 years, when they had spent so much time in Egypt, God said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I have remembered the covenant that I made. So God makes perpetual covenant with us. This is the basis for Christianity. A Christian life is a life of covenant. And that is why, when you check the book of Exodus, I know why I'm building on this. Because you must understand, I will soon run up, but you must understand this. Exodus chapter 24 and verse 8. Exodus 24, 8 talks about beholding the blood of a covenant. Beholding the blood of a covenant. When you see the children of Israel in Egypt, God was saying to them, kill a lamb. When you kill that lamb, put the blood on the lintel of your house. That lamb that you have killed and the blood that you have put there, when I see the blood, I remember the covenant. So God is not just God who perpetuates covenant with you. God is a God who continues to remember his covenant. And that is why when Jesus came, Jesus said, a new covenant I have now come to give to you. And that covenant is by his own blood. So every time God sees the blood of Jesus in your life and remembers the blood of Jesus, he knows he has a covenant with you. Now, before I tie the knot, why am I telling you about covenant? Covenant gives you assurance in every relationship. Covenant guarantees. It gives you assurance that what God has said. How do you know it? Just because we have taken covenant for granted in our time now that we enter marriage. And you swear on the altar and say, I swear. And you make a covenant with your spouse. But when you enter, you forget the covenant. Marriage supposed to be a place that a moment you have a covenant, you should go and rest. That for the rest of your life, this marriage will give you joy. This marriage will give you peace. Because you expect the other person to keep the terms of the covenant. So covenant gives us assurance. And I've come to announce to you, there's assurance for you this year. That the word of God will come to pass in your life. There is assurance for you this year. That everything God has promised us, it will bring to pass in our life this very year. There is assurance for us this year. That this year you will have unlimited progress. There is assurance for you this year. Because covenant means that God cannot lie. There is assurance that every word of God will stand concerning you. Lift your right hand unto heaven. Say, I rely. Say, I depend on the covenant of God. I have assurance. I am not going to doubt. I am not going to shake. I believe my God is a covenant keeping God. I believe my God will not fail his covenant. I believe my God will see his covenant through over my life. Say, I believe my God will remember his covenant over my life. Say, I believe my God will not abandon his covenant concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning all that concerns me. Say, I believe my God will fulfill his covenant over my life, over all that concerns me. Say, I believe my God. I believe my God will establish his covenant over my life. Put your hands together for the Lord. Take note before I begin a round off. We are in a season in Christianity that people are Christians, but they don't know what it means to be a Christian. Christians are covenant people. They are not people that live in uncertainty. They live in certainty in the midst of uncertainty. God told in Genesis 18, he looked at Abraham and Sarah. He said, I will visit you again. According to the time of life, this time next year, Sarah will have a child. The Bible says she laughed. Why did she laugh? She looked at her body. She looked at everything about her. And she used everything about her to judge the covenant-keeping God. And God began to say to her, why did Sarah laugh? You may be looking at your life. Can my life change this year? By the parameters of the realities of your life. By the things that you are seeing around you. Can God make me to be this? You know why? You limit God to yourself. So Sarah laughed. And God said, why did Sarah laugh? Abraham was a stranger in a land that God said, this land I will give to you. Now, when God promised you that he's going to give you a land, and you are now living like a stranger, hiding in that land, does it make any sense? But your sense cannot match up with the wisdom of God. And in Genesis chapter 21, you see what happened. God did to Sarah as he has said. God did to Sarah as he has promised. Because God is a covenant keeping God. The covenant power of God does not respect your limitation. God does not need to look at your past to fulfill his promise. God does not need to look at where you are living presently to fulfill his promise. Many a times when God makes a covenant with you, it doesn't look like it. You are far from it. He said, I will make you a father of many nations. In you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Your seed will be countless. And I think this man that God was talking to should be a man who already had 1,000 children. This man had no child. How can God be speaking to your nothing? Because God does not see you as you are now. God sees you as you can be. Will you lift your right hand unto heaven? Say, Father. Let it be louder. Say, Father. Let it be louder, say, Father, give me the revelation of your covenant. Give me the understanding of your covenant. Help me to live my life. Help me to walk with you by covenant all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Now before we pray, when God discovered that the children of Israel in Genesis, in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31, he discovered that these people, they don't understand covenant sense. And then he began to plan right from the beginning, from Genesis. If you check Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, even when man fell, God had already planned a new covenant in Jesus. So God began to say, I will make a new covenant. I will make a new covenant. And do you know what a new covenant means? Where the old stops is where the new begins. We live in the best of times. That whatever anybody has never experienced in God from the days of Adam, Moses, Abraham, Joseph, Isaac, it doesn't matter what they have experienced in God, Elijah, we stand a better chance to experience better things. How these people enjoy God in their time, Esther, Deborah, and all these people, God is saying, in your own time, you have a new covenant, you must not be limited. But can I round off with you? How can you activate the covenant power of God in your life? And that is where the word for this morning came out from. Go very far for God. We limit ourselves when we can't go far for God. Are you listening to me? Of course, you need to realize that you can't go far for God except you can go far with God. He said, these people have run, but I didn't send them. So if you are to go far for God, you must go far with God. It begins with a covenant. It begins with agreement. It begins with you being in His will, agreeing together. But do you know that the reason many of us are limited in life is because every time you are now going with God, God always wants to go very far. But only those who can go far for Him will actually experience the power of His covenant. But can I say something to you this morning? Satan does not want you to go far for God. Please look at Exodus chapter 8. Exodus chapter 8. Are you there? Now look at it from verse 25. And Pharaoh called for Moses. This was the time they wanted to journey with God into the land of promise God has promised them. And there is a land of promise ahead of you. Mommy Samuel, there is a land of promise ahead of you. He now said, go ye sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lord, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? You will learn something in the next few minutes about that. Verse 27. He said, we will go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as He shall command us. Now look at verse 28, everybody. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go. Look at him. Pharaoh represents the devil. I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go what? Only you shall not go what? Only you shall not go what? Now can I tell you that it's not enough to be born again? God wants us to go very far for Him. When you are born again, what happens to you is that you are now in a covenant. But there are many born agains that are limited in God because Satan has set a pace for how far they can go for God. So what does it mean to go very far for God? Number one, you cannot do the will of God in the midst of the people of the world. You cannot do the will of God. And I'm coming there. Somebody may want to be confused what I'm saying. You cannot, let me say to you like this, you cannot do the will of God using the method of the world. Is that okay for you now? The reason many believers don't experience what God is, what God can do with their lives, is because Satan is convincing us you can do the will of God with the method of the world. That was the first thing Pharaoh began to look at them. Why can't you really sacrifice to God here? And Moses was saying to them, we cannot sacrifice the abomination of Egypt to God. As a matter of fact, when we are beginning to do that, you will stone us. Because your own method, your own way of doing things is not the way that God demands from us. To go very far for God means you have made up your mind you will not do the will of God with the method of the world. I have discovered now that, you know, sometimes we're watching a TV music. I think I said that last week here. And I saw how they were dancing. A Christian gospel music. But I told my wife, I said, this dance is not initiated from Christ. This dance is a dance that was borrowed from the people of the world. From the singers that are in the world. But because you want to suit people, you now say, okay, can we use their sound, their dance, to sing unto God? Inasmuch we are using the name of the Lord to sing, but our own dance is not original. Our dance is a borrowed method of the world to do the will of God. I don't know if somebody is getting something that I'm saying to you. You cannot experience the power for unlimited progress in God if you borrow the method of the world to carry out his will. That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, don't conform yourself to this world. Don't try to be like them. Stand out. You can't do the will of God with the method of the world. It means you are not going far for God. The world should copy you. You should not copy them. You should set a pace for them. They should not set a pace for you. Is somebody saying amen to that? Are you still together with me right now? I can't hear you. Are you together with me? Are you together with me? Say in the name of Jesus, beginning from now, in year 2023, I refuse to do the will of God with the method of the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Number two, what does it mean to go far for God? It means you live a life of sacrifice for God. If you are going to go far for God, you must not love yourself. It will lay a demand of sacrifice on you. Covenant that binds people together makes them to lose power over their own will. You can't do what you like anymore. You must begin to live a life of sacrifice unto God. A moment God enter covenant with you, he begins to demand for what we call sacrifice. He begins to demand for what is called what? Sacrifice. When you check Genesis chapter 22, as soon as God entered covenant with Abraham, what did he demand for? Isaac. Give me Isaac. Give me what is not convenient for you. You cannot actually go far for God when you want to keep what satisfies you from him. This year, you want to make unlimited progress? Say no. I will go far in sacrificing my time, in sacrificing my resources, in sacrificing everything about me for God. Number three, what does it mean to go far for God? It means to obey the command of God no matter the cost. You obey the command of God. This is what God is saying. Pastor Yinka was saying to us in the morning, he said the reason why many of us are limited is because we are yet to respond and obey a particular instruction that God has given to us. So it's quite important for you to know that if you don't obey God, you are not going anywhere with God. Only those who walk in obedience, only those who obey Him. And you know, God is not moved by sacrifice without obedience. As a matter of fact, God believes obedience. He rates it higher than sacrifice. You obey the command of God no matter how it's going to cost you. Moses said, it is in the wilderness we want to go. Egypt was a comfortable place. You can do the will of God in a place that is convenient for you. But that is not obedience. Every time God calls you to obedience, He calls you to what is not convenient. So that you can put your trust in Him. Don't try to obey God in Egypt. No, it cannot work. You must go to the wilderness. The wilderness is the place of obedience. See, I will go to the wilderness. I can hear you say that loud and clear. I will not obey God in Egypt this very year. Glory be to Jesus. And lastly, how do you go very far for God? How do you go very far for God? You must journey into the future that God has for you, no matter the cost. You must journey. We go very far for God when we journey. Don't remain in the same spot, on the same spot. Your life must be a life that is on a journey.